Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Controls Personal Finance Podcast, where we discuss all things money. Outstanding units of sovereign gold bonds, or SGBs, worth Rs 96,000 crore issued by the Government of India might take a hit after the Union Budget 2024 cut customs duties on gold and silver to 6%, down from 15% earlier, bringing down gold prices. Till date, 67 tranches of SGBs have been issued since the first tranche was issued on November 30, 2015 by the Reserve Bank of India. Data compiled by Money Control pegs the total number of units at 148 tons, valuing the issued units at Rs 72,274 crore. In financial year 23-24, Rs 27,031 crore worth of SGBs were bought by investors. SGBs are not backed by physical gold. The objective of SGBs is to discourage people investing in physical gold and direct them to buy the paper gold. Ever since their launch in 2015, the instruments have seen an overwhelming response. However, since February this year, there hasn't been a new issue of SGB scheme. The government might reduce or even discontinue the SGB scheme, citing concerns that it is costly. Old issues trade on the exchanges such as BSE and NSE, even though a bit thin volumes. Do investing in SGBs that are trading on exchanges make sense? And what roles SGB play in asset allocation in a portfolio? Money Control talked to Harsha Chetanwala, co-founder of MyWealthGrowth.com, for answers.
Hi Harsha, welcome to Simply Save podcast.
Thank you, Abhinav.
So Harsha, SGBs have come into the spotlight after the government cut import duty on gold. So can you please explain what was the impact of budget 2024 proposals on sovereign gold bonds?
So I think, Abhinav, one thing which has happened is because of the cut of this import duty, all right, the prices have, you know, come down. The prices have reduced, or, you know, there are many places where it has been termed that the prices have crashed. Okay. So I would not say it has crashed. I think it is a clear impact on the price of the gold. Mm-hmm. Because of the change in the import duty, all right? Mm-hmm. I think from 2013, if the import duty were always higher, okay? And this is for the first time after 2013, I think that the import duty have come down, okay? Probably in single digit, all right? Mm-hmm. So if you look at that, so the impact is natural. And sovereign gold bond, at the end of the day, they have only one thing, which is their underlying asset, which is your physical gold. Mm-hmm. Right? So the impact is not just on sovereign gold bonds. The impact of the price change, because your import duty calculation is always calculated in the when the price for domestic gold is derived. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is applicable even on your gold ETFs, right? So looking at that, it is more about the impact of the price on the gold, and not on just the sovereign gold bonds.
Sure. Can you give a perspective, maybe historical perspective, as to how SGB sovereign gold bonds have fared till now? What kind of returns they have delivered to investors?
So it would be fair to say, Abhinav, that the returns from sovereign gold bonds are in line with what gold have performed.
Okay.
Now, the only difference which comes in, Abhinav, is, let's say, the expectations of investors. So sovereign gold bond funds, of course, I need a DMAT account to invest in sovereign gold bonds. And these bonds are trading on the exchange or listed on the exchange, I would say. That's the right word. Okay. So, there is often, something which is noticed where the prices may vary a bit because it is basically backed by the volumes, right? And, in past, we may have seen some issues with the volume, but I have not seen, investors where they would like to liquidate sovereign gold bond funds, okay, and sovereign gold bonds, but they were not able to liquidate it, right? So I think they have fared well. The returns have been in line with, the gold, okay? Mm-hmm. And ideally, one of the best way to use sovereign gold bond would be, to... Let's say if I have invested or subscribed at the beginning of the tranche,
okay, right.
Holding it, because at the end of the day, the reason of investing in gold is the most important thing, right? So let's say if I invest in gold as an asset allocation product, okay, then my purpose will be to hold till the maturity, right? Mm-hmm. Where I get the benefit, of course, of across the years of this additional, interest that I generate, plus my entire money or the growth becomes tax-free, right? Because it is the purpose of investing into gold is predominantly from an asset allocation perspective and not just riding on, let's say, some wave which tells me that the gold prices are increasing and I should participate, or gold prices are going to increase, hence I should participate.
Okay, now after the budget 2024 and the duty cut, will investors see low returns from sovereign gold bonds that are maturing this year?
So one is, let's say sovereign gold bonds maturing this year, okay, are old tranches. Okay, mm-hmm. If we see last 5 years returns from gold, okay, it has been very close to equities.
Right.
In case I have to look at 3 years, 5 years return. Right. So in that case, if you see, there will be an impact on sovereign gold bond fund return, but it is not sovereign gold bond fund return. Okay.
Right.
It will be returns of gold at large. Right. So it is because it is based on the gold price. So technically, because the import duty has come, the gold prices have come down. So it's not just sovereign gold bonds.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be some impact which we already seen. Okay. Which we already seen. That impact is already absorbed now. Okay. Now the rest of the part is based on, the demand and supply part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where I don't think so that, the impact of, but one thing is for sure that, with this lower import duty, it may tend to make gold more attractive because mm-hmm. we are coming across, investors who are waiting for gold prices to come down a bit. Okay. Now, some investors would like to buy for a purpose, mm-hmm. accumulating for their children's marriage or something like that. And some investors would like to do it from an asset allocation perspective.
Okay. Sure.
So this is a decent opportunity where you can chip in.
What works for SGBs? I mean, for investors, what are the aspects that works for them in sovereign gold bonds?
With whatever is happening based on, the budget, it doesn't dilute the instrument like sovereign gold bonds, right? So sovereign gold bonds were particularly one of the best ways to invest in gold, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is government backed. I don't need to worry about storage. Okay, I don't need to worry about price, if in case I hold it till maturity, because it is backed by physical gold price, it gave me an advantage of additional interest.
Okay.
And at the same time, it gave me the tax advantage as well. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at all these aspects, it is still one of the best ways to, invest in gold. Now, there is a buzz around that, government may, reduce the, issues of fresh gold bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it could be for a reason, because I think one of the reason why, government came up with sovereign gold bonds was predominantly because they wanted, people to formally invest in gold.
Right.
A lot of money was going in informal way of investing in gold.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So with this custom duty being reduced, okay, and these things happening, I'm pretty sure somewhere government will figure out that, how much is a need for, sovereign gold bonds to be fresh, sovereign gold bonds to be, mm-hmm. Or issues to come up. Okay. But it's still one of the best way to invest in gold.
Okay. Any aspects that doesn't work in sovereign gold bonds?
Let's say if in case someone invests into sovereign gold bonds, particularly from a short-term perspective. Okay. And that is where some challenges have been in past where, while liquidity is not a challenge, but, mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it is listed on exchange and there will be a seller price and a buyer price.
Okay.
So this aspect probably is something, which is not an issue, but which can, have some impact or implication on the returns, on the final returns when you try to or when you plan to sell in middle of the tranche.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, so it is advisable that you look at gold from an asset allocation perspective and not from a short term perspective, which is basically riding on some wave.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that is where some disappointment may come, not just from sovereign gold bonds, but from gold also, if in case we tend to do it. And then Abhinav, we would have seen in past post-COVID, there have been occasions where gold has suddenly surged and a lot of investors wanted to participate in gold.
Right.
And then comes a phase where gold becomes a bit flattish, right?
Okay.
So in certain scenarios, you know, we have to, we have to simply take gold as, more of an asset allocation investment. Okay. It is not a speculative instrument.
Got it. Now, as you mentioned that SGBs also trade on exchanges. So does it make sense for investors to put money in SGBs in the secondary markets that are trading on exchanges?
Absolutely, it does, in my view. Okay. Because, it continues to hold the benefit, right? So let's say that is something which is always there. Okay. And I think the next best alternative which can come to sovereign gold bonds is basically gold ETF.
Okay.
So I don't think so that, with whatever new import duty and prices going down, it dilutes the significance of this instrument.
What is the SGBs that are trading on exchanges? I mean, what is the volume status? Are they well traded or not?
So you may see, Abhinav, the volumes are probably, what you say. The volumes could differ based on the maturity of the bonds. Okay. And a lot depends on, so there are two things. One is the maturity of the bond. Second is, what the investor would like to do from a investment horizon perspective. Okay.
Okay.
So there are a couple of things which play around when it comes to volumes. Okay. In some cases, we will see that, the volumes may have, could be low. All right. But I think I have not come across investors who have been disappointed because the volumes were on the lower side. Okay. They were not able to liquidate it, or they were not able to, or they have to compromise on the price big time.
Okay.
So, and because ek aur cheez hai ki, you are investing, there's a limitation on the amount of sovereign gold bond you can hold, right? You can invest in. So I think despite of these issues, or I would say small issues or something like that, I still believe that the volumes can be better, right? And we'll have to wait and watch how much more participation increases, because no doubt on ground when we interact with investors, there is the inclination towards investing in gold, and people do prefer sovereign gold bonds as one of the options of investing in gold.
Okay. So, but why do you think the government may want to go slow on or just stop issuing gold bonds?
So, I think as we discussed earlier, the purpose, one of the purpose of coming up with sovereign gold bonds could be that, some segment of people who were buying physical gold, can come up, or is there a better proposition where, instead of, going through informal channel of investing in gold, you go through the formal channel. That is one of, that could be one of the primary reasons. Now, when these, I am pretty sure when these, bonds came into picture, the import duties were quite high, right? At some stage it was around 12.3, or if in case I have the data right, then it was around double digits. Now that the import duty has come down, it will encourage people to buy gold because the prices have come down in a formal manner rather than the informal manner. That could be one trigger point where government had some agenda or some purpose in their mind. They are able to channelize decent amount of money through sovereign gold bonds. But having said that, India's appetite to invest in gold is much more higher. Formally, agar hum baat kare, so India, we all Indians love gold. So that our fascination towards gold as an investment or as an instrument has always been much more higher, right? And it trickles down across all segment of India, irrespective of the income group.
Right?
But government may have some objective behind it, And if they see that with this import duty reduction, okay, you know, they may see that more of the investors may come down from an informal to formal way. Okay, there they may, go slow.
Uh-huh.
Because I think everything based on, any scheme of government has to be driven by an objective. And I'm pretty sure there is some objective behind it. If they start seeing that their objective getting met, then they may go slow. Because it is, as I said, it is over last 10, 11 years, the import duty was always high. Okay, it's the first time we are seeing in 10 to 11 years or something like that, where the import duty on gold has been, reduced and reduced to this level. Yeah. So coming days, we will come to know where whether, government believes that, they should go slow on sovereign gold bonds, or, if the numbers are encouraging, then, and it's good for investors also. Yeah. But also another aspect is, Abhinav, there's a cost, there's an additional cost of giving that interest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So at one place when you are reduce your, import duty, right? So the revenues for government will go down, right? At the same time, on the same instrument, you're supposed to pay the interest. Okay. So that could be another reason where, you may see government may go slow a bit.
Sure. The last question, Harshad, if a new SGB issue come up, should investors go for it? As in, what role SGBs may play in asset allocation?
So, the answer according to us is very simple, that gold has certain importance and significance for a set of investors, okay, from a diversification and asset allocation perspective.
Okay.
If you plan to invest in gold, then, depending on and assuming that, sovereign gold bonds continue to have these benefits, okay, sovereign gold bonds still continue to be one of the best way to or will continue to be one of the best way to invest if the benefits continues to remain the same. Because at the end of the day, as an investor, my idea behind investing in sovereign gold bonds or let's say gold ETF is to invest in gold, okay, and diversify my investment. While returns, we all know that over the longer period of time, there is a possibility that gold may end up giving something marginally above inflation, or could be reasonable above inflation, right, over a longer period of time. But then we all invest in gold from a diversification perspective, where gold tend to hold its value during uncertain times. Right? So the purpose behind gold, investing in gold, is the most important thing. Okay, then comes the instrument. And within the instrument, I believe that sovereign gold bonds, with what benefit it offers today, is one of the best way to invest.
That's it from my side, Harshad. Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks a lot, Abhinav. It's always a pleasure to be on this.
That's it for now. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views, and update, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.